who's making that sound? Hey, it's time to connect the dots. Hey, let me tell you, I have to disagree with some opinions out there. You know, coincidences are actually understandable. In fact, it's part of the fabric. Coincidences are created. Read my book, Connect the Dots Theory. It's not a theory. You know, it's a text of informative information. You know? Forget about Google listed it as nonfiction. I never claimed it to be nonfiction. You know, in fact, they listed it as fiction, matter of fact. Let me get that straightened out. They never Googled to list my book as fiction, Connect the Dots Theory. Just because I called it theory doesn't necessarily mean it's a theory. You know, but hey, it's Google that puts the info out there. Hey, they gave 40 pages of my book away you can read for free. They never negotiated that with me or anybody who represents me. That's Google. You know, world controllers, yeah, sure, they help us out with the internet and all that. Yeah, go Google it. But they're controlled by the dark side, too. And let me tell you, hey, if you want to become a smarter person, buy my book, Connect the Dots Theory, or download it for like a little over $5. Come on. You always that when you go to the Dunkin' Donuts shop or some other crap hole that sells you garbage that destroys your health. You know, I need a little consideration too. I had to pay to publish this book myself. You know? And I got bad representation from the people I published it with. I don't want to even mention their name, but hey, you can get the info about my book through the publisher, Fulton Books, Pennsylvania. I had to tell them everything to do. They got that whole thing wrong from the beginning. I had to walk them through it, you know? I had to make jokes about it. What do you hire, children here, kindergarten people that don't know what to do? It was that bad. And I had to pay for this, too. I haven't made my money back because I got bad promotion on it. Con artists, just like all the other corporations. I got taken in, but I had to pay somebody to do it. But, you know, I do deserve a little support for that. For God's sakes, download a copy of it. It won't make you stupid. It'll make you more intelligent. It'll show you the pictures of what's floating around in the air in the daytime and the nighttime that you can't see, but your camera can, you know? And you'll get the clues and figure out how to do it for yourself. You can get these pictures, too. I don't know if you'll catch the aliens because they only, the UFO craft that I've caught on camera, because you have to be at certain places at certain times to catch these craft. They have their schedules, and they're there every year at certain times in certain places. But you can find these things out for yourself. But the best guidebook to find these things out for yourself is my book, Connect the Dots Theory. I tell you, the first 40 pages are free for you to view on Google. Google it. Don't remain an ignorant person. I've discovered so many damn things in my life, and I put them out there in the book. You know, it's to educate humanity. I didn't get paid for this. And the worker deserves his wages. Let me have a little support here. But anyhow, you know, I explain things like coincidences. It's not that hard to understand. Really. High school kids can understand. Junior high school kids can understand this when it's explained in simple English. And that's what I do in my book, Connect the Dots Theory. For God's sake, give me a little support here. I come on here every weekend and do my share of telling the truth to humanity. But, you know, I don't get a paycheck from the government. And naturally, they're not going to pay me because they're all on the demon payroll. Demons don't want to hear the truth. They want to keep things exactly how they are so they can suck off our loosh, you know, suck off our life force. and engage us in all kinds of ungodly things and turn us into servitude of the false gods, whom they are. Oh, I just had to say that. But meanwhile, you know, it's been said a long time ago, the truth shall make ye free. But, you know, people don't want to engage in the truth. Most people want to keep the status quo the way it is. And even though it's getting worse, they still want to keep it the way it is. Is that insane? Sure, the hell is. But there is no hell. That's another makeup game. The hell is the one that we've allowed the negative ETs to impose upon our Earth. You know, humans aren't supposed to suffer. Humans aren't supposed to pay their dues. Humans are supposed to experience and enjoy love in a loving and sharing way. We'd all like that, but we're not going to get it by keeping the status quo. And you know, you, if you're listening to me, you have your part to do in this too. Not only do you have to be a better, more loving person and caring person and considerate person, but you have to be willing to stand up and stop complying with the evil government. Every government in the world is evil. You know, hey, the 4th of July is coming. That's Independence Day in America here. That's right. I'm talking to you from New York City, America. You know, United States of America, except we're not really United States. We're the separate states of America. Or we can even say the demonic controlled states of America. All the state governments are almost as bad as the federal governments right now. New York State's a perfect example. We've got a corrupt governor that doesn't know her from a hole in the ground, and corrupt New York City mayor. Oh, my God. The devil's pawn himself. You know, he doesn't give a crap. He's willing to play the game to get the bucks. You know, he's not leading the city except into enslavement, further enslavement, and helping the rich out and negating the poor, whom he claims to be a friend of. And he thinks everybody is, all the working people are supposed to pick up the tab, no matter how much it is, for his asinine plans. This guy isn't smart enough to order breakfast at a diner, you know? Hey, this is a call-in radio show. You tell him that and see if he has the guts to call in. I'll tell him right here. You know, destroying New York City used to be the greatest city in the world. Not no more. Been destroyed by the politicians, the crooked politicians. They started destroying New York. You know, the dark side controlled New York for decades from when it was first formed. And then right after right before World War II, the politicians really started destroying New York. First, they destroyed the greatest transportation system ever existing in the world, destroyed by the realtors and the politicians and the bribe money. And the New York City transit system, it was greater in the 1930s and right up till before World War II than it is now. You look into it and you'll see. Probably you don't give a crap, but it doesn't matter. I know what the hell I'm talking about here, and it was the realtors who destroyed the transit system. You know, if you don't understand that, well, you need to look further. But anyhow, Independence Day is coming up. Hey, 4th of July is not far away. And all I've got to say, every country in the world, including the United States, needs their people need to get together and declare a new Declaration of Independence. Because the old one has been compromised in America here, that's for sure. In every other country in the world, you don't have any rights anymore. It's all up to your dictatorial leaders. What's this I hear? The guy in Ukraine, the Z-Man, Zelensky, oh my God, he like suspended elections until the war's end. Well, the war is never going to end over there because there's too many people making profit off the war and too many people whittling their way in and gaining control of different aspects of society. And of course, it's serving the demons too, because more people are suffering. Demons love people to suffer. That's why they promote war. War, you have plenty of suffering, and the demons want their share of the pie, and you're playing right into their hand, you know? Come on. Back in the 60s, people had figured this out in the music business, you know? Remember the song, War, What Is It Good For? Absolutely nothing, you know? Then there's another great song that came out there back from the 20th century, The Universal Soldier. You know, we couldn't have these wars if people refused to fight for moronic leaders that want to engage, they allow you and trick you into fighting fellow men and causing pain and suffering. There is no need for war. Absolutely not. Yeah? And then when it comes to election day, that's become a total joke. There are no fair elections anymore because the people that have learned about cheating in elections, they know all the tricks and you don't. Yeah? And by the way, just for the record, to prove I know what I'm talking about, I invented a foolproof voting system years ago, decades ago, in fact. And I've so talked about this before, but I need to talk about it again because I don't think anybody listened to me or anybody grasped what I was saying and was willing to do something to be supportive of something that's fair. I invented a foolproof voting system, and there wasn't one government agency, state, federal, city, or what, that was interested in fair-proof voting. Not one. Hey, this is the call-in radio show. You know one city that wants fair-proof voting? Well, you call in and tell me about the city, and I'll get in touch with them because I got absolutely no responses whatsoever. Nobody really cares about that. Politicians want crooked systems where they can pay up a few people and get elected and then get on the gravy train and collect the freebies by the corporate bribers and other New World Order jerks who have money that are willing to pay any amount of money to get their way. So, I mean, let's talk reality here. It's not, you know, it's not impossible to have a fair-proof voting system, but none of the systems in place now, they all can be tampered with. Prove to me they can't, you know? Otherwise, believe what I'm saying. Because I can back up what I'm saying. I'm the guy who invented the foolproof voting system, and nobody has one in place. And that's a fact. And remember, why did America declare a Declaration of Independence? Because it was taxation without representation. You know, the world controllers over in England wanted to tell us all what to do over here in America. And we said, no, that's not fair. And we were willing to fight for it. Hey, you know, sometimes you have to pick up the arms and do the physical conflict in order to secure your rights. And we're at the same point. History repeats itself. We're at that same point right again. You know? All us good guys, we don't want to see bloodshed. We don't want to hurt people, harm people. But at the same time, we have to draw the line somewhere. Enough is enough. No, you can't take my money wrongfully anymore. No, you can't police me anymore. No, you can't take away my rights anymore. And if you're not willing to stand up for your rights, what the hell does that say about you? If you're not willing to physically block away the people that want to suck every drop of life they can out of you just for the sake of more power or because they're demonically controlled like the President of the United States and just about every other leader in the friggin' world. You know? It's time, you know, we're in the midst of the final battle. You can't sit on the fence here and watch others to do the job. We'll have to participate in this, and if you're not willing to do something to save your own friggin' life, why should your life even be saved? I mean, really? Nobody's willing to do anything beyond talk about it. And simply addressing the issues and the problems is not enough, because we all have systems where the government gets to decide, and if you keep complying to this fake governments, which is every fake government now in the world, they're going to give you laws and decrees and screw you royally. And if you're stupid enough to go along with that, well, you're stupid enough to go along with it, but you're ruining it for all of us. All of us need to stick it together and stop complying with the insanity. And that's what we have going on in the world. I hate to talk about it. You know, we need to be concentrating on good vibrations, but we have to stop the insanity. Forest fires started in Canada, ruining half of North America by destroying the air we breathe. I mean, they already destroyed the water, the food, and the air with the chemtrails, and they want to destroy it more. They're not happy. People aren't suffering enough as far as they're concerned. The world controllers, well, it doesn't take but a little money to pay people to go out and start forest fires. Come on, that's not easy, that hard to do. And you're allowing it to happen. And there's no talk about even putting those fires out. Oh, they're telling you on the fake news that it's going to last throughout the summer, if not longer. What kind of bullshit is this? Who's in charge here? Yeah, friggin' evil governments in charge and allowing this to happen. You people in Canada should be the first ones declaring a declaration of independence from your friggin' evil government that allows this crap to happen. And you know that guy, Trudeau, true asshole. I mean, I hate to be rude, but this guy is a puppet for demons. How can you allow him to be the prime minister? How can you allow him to have control over military people that will snuff out your life to protect him? What kind of crap, stupid crap is this? You, the Canadian people, don't want any of your stupid government edicts or anything like that, but you're still obeying their laws. You know, the government still has authority over you. Unless you take it away from them, unless you dissolve yourselves from them and tell them we're declaring a declaration of independence from your evil government. You no longer rule us, and we're willing to take it to the street. And if you in the military and you in the police want to confront us, you will be deemed an enemy target. And we outnumber you, and we will get you in the end. We don't want it to go to that. But if that's how it has to be, it'll have to be. Because if we just sit back and do nothing, nothing is going to change for the better. We can't wait for this thing called the event to happen. And isn't that the people I follow who seem to have intel about this event? Man, the goalpost is being pushed down the road, you know? You know, it was originally when the event comes, the ETs are going to land. Now they're saying, well, it can't happen until after. Yeah, after, that could be an eternity or never the event's going to happen. Supposedly the energy of light is in the action, in the movement right now. It could happen next week if we were ready, but nobody in the human race is seemingly outside of those who have the knowledge about what's transpiring behind the scene. Are willing to do anything to help this event happen sooner, because it's quite clear these ETs don't know how to deal with the final play, and this game is being played out now. This is reality being played out, and all of us are participants in it. And if you're not willing to get up to the plate and take your stand, you know, you're serving the opposition. You're serving the demons. You're serving the dark side because you're unwilling to get off the damn fence and stop allowing them to make decisions. We outnumber the bad guys 99-1, even more than that. But if the 99 are willing to sit on the fence and allow the 1% to rule over them, they'll win the battle. Sure, they're going to lose it in the end, but, you know, they can really, our lives even worse than they are already. And there are on the dark side, there are the diehards that want to do that. They want to take us down with them. They know they're going to lose this battle of the light over the dark, but they are still willing to take as many of us with them. You know, they're promoting new vaccines. Hey, what about the poison mosquitoes let loose in Texas and Florida recently? I hear Bill Gates is involved in that, too. infectious spreading mosquitoes, purposely infected with some bad diseases. So you'll be running to your doctors to buy more pharmaceutical products. We're allowing this to happen, you know? And your government, they're not going to help you. They're part of the scam, you know? They're being paid to do nothing. Don't you understand that? And you stupidly elected these people. And talk about elections. Hey, 2024 comes. You know, I got the most sensible presidential campaign ever. Yeah, I'm running as a writing candidate. No, I'm not a political party, and no, I would never join a political party, and political parties are the problem. But I am asking every registered Democrat and every registered Republican in America to vote for me. Simple. If both sides vote for me, I'll become the president. We won't have to go through any of these boring lectures and events where they suck your money up to go see Trump talk. 20,000 people want to waste their money to go see Trump talk. He's got no friggin' solutions. Come on, he has 4 years and he proved he couldn't handle it. He proved he wasn't smart enough to get himself reelected. He allowed a New World Order to steal the election from him. Forget it. That's how smart he is. And all the rest of losers, they're nobodies. They're all crooked politicians, all of them. They've got no solutions. Meanwhile, intelligent you know, common people like me who don't lust for money, maybe that's why I don't have any, we have the solutions. Because the solutions are, if you spend your life interacting with the general public, you understand how everything really works. The people at the bottom know more about how to run the company than the people at the top. And that's the way it is in this world. And, well, if you don't understand it, you know, hey, call in. I'll explain it to you. Hey, this is Call-In Radio Show, 888-627-6008. Hey, and if you're out of U.S. or Canada, you can call in. You dial whatever the pre-area code is to get into the U.S., and then the number, you have to go into the regular number, which would be 323-744-4831. And that's it, you know. If you got something important to say, if I said something wrong, call in and correct me if you think I'm wrong. But believe me, I'm willing to defend what I have to say. And you might end up with egg on your face, but whatever, you know. It's important people speak what's on their mind. And when July 4th comes by, everybody in the world should be thinking about that. July 4th. Independence Day here in America, except we're not independent anymore. We need to have a new Declaration of Independence because our own government has taken the place of how the British used to control Americans. We've got the same history repeating itself, the same situation of taxation without representation. And let me just remind anybody again who's just tuning in, that jerk, yeah, he is a jerk, Zelensky, yeah, I'll call him out by name, yeah. I hear he's disbanded elections in Ukraine until the war ends, until victory. in other words, forever. Why isn't the whole world screaming about this? Well, meet your new dictator. Yeah. In America, they don't have to suspend elections because they know how to cheat on them and win, you know? Let me tell you something, people in America. If you don't use your vote wisely to vote for somebody like me, and there are no good Democrat or Republican candidates running for president, so I'm asking that both of you vote for me. Somebody who knows how to make sense of this friggin' mess that we've allowed ourselves to fall into. That's ruled by bribe money and negative ETs. And just let me remind you, an important day. Why isn't this taught? I learned this after school, by listening to radio shows. You know, the guy called Valiant Thor, supposedly from a planet called Venus, that met with President Eisenhower, obviously not living on the surface of Venus, as we think of it, but maybe in another dimension or maybe underground. This guy, Valiant Thor, who met with President Eisenhower, an alien, an ET, a good one, though, and wanted to give the people of Earth free energy. Wouldn't that be wonderful? Couldn't we all use that now, like gasoline at a crazy prices? Well, unfortunately, 1953, our government was already over controlled by the corporate demons, and they all rallied up and bullied President Eisenhower into not accepting that offer. Think about that. That was 60, 70 years ago. And we've had to endure without having free energy. What a wonderful place this would be, planet Earth. We would have ascended already into the fifth dimension if it wasn't for that wrongful handling of the situation. You know, the laws of the universe, you can't force people to do anything, not like they do on Earth. That's why they're all crooks, because they want to force us to do things all the time. They don't want to give us a choice. But if President Eisenhower somehow, was willing to put his life in jeopardy or whatever and say, no, we're going to take this free energy, maybe we could have solved all the problems back then. Meanwhile, the current group of ETs are just like, you know, they're talking, they made all these claims about all these great things they've done for us. They've taken down the electronic fence. They've gotten the reptilians from underground. They've taken the reptilians out of the sky. They've taken the other demons out of the sky. And they've done everything except help us on here on the surface. And they keep going, well, you guys have to be the last. You know, and they gave us all these friggin' excuses, and guess what? We're stuck here on the Earth, on the surface, suffering. Meanwhile, they're making all these claims. They have no proof to show us of anything, and are not interested in communicating with us. They just give us these one-way communications, you know, like an email or something like that. And the other things they say, it's a secret. We can't tell you. You know, and we're supposed to believe this group. You know, I'd like to believe something's being done for us. But to what extent is it being done? And how much of what you told us is truth and lies? You know? And there's other sources out there that I question also. And if you happen to be a student or believer in Yasha, Ashiana's decoding of the holographic discs, the Melchizedek Cloister Emerald Order, MCEO. I mean, because I've known plenty of other sources of information that explain things, that's just one perspective viewpoint she's relating there, which is relating to off-world interpretations of what happened here on Earth before or up to 570 million years ago. Well, I'll tell you one thing. What happened in 570 or 510 million years ago has very little to do with what fabric of the of humans on planet Earth right now. And they're giving us all this new history, and we're all just supposed to believe it. But at the same time, a lot of their information just doesn't add up. It doesn't make sense. Of course, we don't get to talk to and debate in Asia on this. I've called their office, you know, in Florida, all I got was, no, she doesn't talk to people personally, you know? She isn't willing to discuss anything, you know? Well, hey, I've got a radio show here. You know, she should call in. But maybe you, listening to me here, can contact this organization, talk her into calling in so we can find out really, you know, where are her real beliefs, you know, where are her considerations behind just being I don't know, puppet for the MCEO. Yeah, she's the number one spokesperson, but apparently she hasn't educated herself with all the other information out there, and much of which contradicts to what she's saying. I think she has some truth there, you know. I mean, I'll admit she's the first one to come out with the 15-dimensional viewpoint of our reality. But at the same time, any comments she's made about Jesus, for sure, man, she's listening to the dark side there. She doesn't understand that. And I'm not going to, I don't think she's even interested in hearing that she might be wrong or her, you know. After all, she's the number one spokesperson. She doesn't want to lose that title because she's human, you know. She wants to just obey and do what they say. But I question everybody and everything. I don't care who you are. You start talking nonsense, I'm going to tell you, wait a second, no. You know, I hear your viewpoint on the matter, but I don't agree with it. And I have my reasons, plenty of reasons. Because there are many viewpoints of how the universe is set up and how it works. And it's not just what Eisha and her Melchizedek Cloister Emerald Order crystal disc has to say about it. You know? We're not, first of all, humanity is not interested in a 570 million year ago history lesson. You know? I mean, it says, you know, to simplify, it happened a long time ago, and apparently certain things were done and created problems. Why this thing was allowed to go on for so long, you know, I have my opinion on that, and it's been allowed to go on for too long, you know. If I had anything to say about things back 570 million years ago, man, I would have nipped this thing in the butt and said, like, what are you, crazy? You can't allow this to go on, you know. You can allow it to go on a small scale, but you can't allow this sort of fester the rest of the universe, and that's exactly what it has done. You can't allow wars to continue. No, wars do not need to be continued. They don't. Hey, I'm talking to you from New York City, United States of America, so-called United States of America. From the North, New York City, the North American continent, and all these ETs from other lands, they need an education, and about how us humans are really better at figuring things out than they are. Come on, we know we've invented some of the best things ever in the universe. A stitch in nine saves time. Well, they could have saved 9 million stitches, 9 billion stitches. If they had nipped this problem from 570 million years ago in the bud. You know, somebody runs out there with a gun and starts shooting everybody for no reason at all. You can't allow that to happen. You have to stop them immediately. And that's about what was allowed to happen. And the people who had the authority, you know, were given the freedom to make choices. They made some really bad choices, and we're still paying for it. And the final battle is here on planet Earth. And what have we got? A bunch of chickens here on Earth that don't want to get up and stand up against a frigging government in a sensible way where they can remove their evil government. These things about going out and protesting, if you don't the protests are worthless. How many more times do worthless protests have to happen when the government doesn't respond to them? You know? They don't have to. That's the way republics are set up. That's the way dictatorships are set up. That government, the controllers, do not have to listen to protests. The only way a protest can work is if there's some kind of deterrent or punishment for those who are not willing to listen to what's at hand in the protest. And it doesn't have nothing to do with looting or burning down cars or neighborhoods or cars. Now, that's excessive violence that doesn't prove anything, but you can have strategic actions. So when you present your protest before the Congress or the Parliament or whatever, that they understand if they don't do what you want them to, there will be repercussions. Unless you have, you know, set up and, you know, to happen like that, that there will be repercussions if you fail to listen to us. We're telling you what we want you to do. You have your position authority, which says you are to listen to us, you know? And don't try to twist it any way around that game, such and such law you have the authority to make. No, we don't want that. In fact, if you quote any law like that, you better take it off the books already, because we don't want those kind of laws, because you, our representatives, can't be friggin' trusted. You're either going to be obedient servants to us or get the hell out. And if not, we need to declare a Declaration of Independence, wipe the blackboard clean, and take away all your authorities and all your stinking rotten laws that give you the authority to abuse us. It has to be done like this, you know? I mean, you know, we've all been too tolerant about all of this, and we've all misbelieving that the good ETs are going to save us, you know, but they're getting to sound like phony politicians every day, you know? Sure, there might be more energies coming into the Earth, but are they together? Did they make that happen? I don't think they did. You know, we're tired of hearing about these make-believe electronic fences and this and that, that stuff that can't be proved or verified, nor do they want to prove or verify it. You know, what are you really doing for us? I mean, I hope you did all those things for us, but at the same time, we're tired of this shit. We don't want to just obey some command structure. We're willing to participate in something that makes sense. But, you know, you're not really proving anything to it. You haven't proved anything to us, really. I hope I'm wrong in what I'm saying. I hope that you finally come true and all these things that you've been promising, but you're dragging it out too long. You're just like a phony politician in my book right now. And there are good aliens out there, but you're this Galactic Confederation, this Galactic Federation, the Guardian Alliance. And come on, you know, you talk about you won't go in all the way until after the event because you don't want to violate our freedom. And at the same time, on the other side of your mouth, you're talking, well, you have the right to intervene. And, you know, we're tired of this double talk crap. And the fact that I've made many attempts myself to get anybody who represents anyone from the Galactic Federation, Guardian Alliance, anyone, calling this radio station, any ET or Blading, calling to the radio station here. Let me talk to somebody who's really from another world, unless, you know, if you want to admit you don't know how to talk our language, but you apparently can understand our communications and know how to, communicate. Whatever, telepathically when you need to, but this is a radio show. Telepathic communication will not work here. You need to verbally, English is not that hard a language to understand. You know, if you've been following this, watching this, well, I'm sure you know how to speak English. It's been around for a long time. Even though it isn't one of the five sacred languages as I hear. Oh, but there's new people saying, oh, it's one of the 12 sacred languages now. Oh, is it really? Well, why don't that person call up an individual personality call up? You know? So, like, I'm calling your bluff, all of yous out there. You know, I hope I'm wrong, but if you can't pick up a phone and call in here, if you're a representative of some galactic organization, what is your friggin' problem, huh? What is the problem with your leaders? Don't they understand that to make a phone call, you can do it easily and not get traced? If you don't know how to do that, it just proves you have no ingenuity. You know, there's millions of people on Earth that can tell you how to make a phone call and not get traced. How come you don't know how to do that? And how come you're not willing to do it? You know, on Earth, we are tired of leaders telling the rest of the group what to do because, you know, we're independent individuals, most of us. And, of course, there is a large group of people here on Earth that would rather someone else tell them what to do. But what about all us individuals that we don't want a government? You know, you think you're going to land your spacecraft and go to the UN and take control. We don't want no more of that shit because we're tired of it. And from what I've seen, you don't know better what to give us than the group that's in here now. And if you think, and this message is for any ETs that might be listening, if you think you're going to come to Earth and talk to people at the UN, are you out of your friggin' minds, and talk to government leaders? These are the worst people on the face of the planet. You're supposed to be coming, you've claimed you're going to come in to arrest them. Well, they're all crooks, so how are you going to talk to when there's nobody there that they even talk to anymore? Because they are all crooks, basically. You know, it's contradiction after contradiction after contradiction. And your failure to even make a phone call into a radio station, please. You know, and we're tired of hearing that we're not ready for this. Believe me, we've had science fiction movies for the last 75 years, if not longer. And we know about beings and other crafts from other planets. You know, it's not going to shatter our world. You know, that's a worn-out excuse. You know, if you had been paying attention to what happens to humanity, you would have showed up 70, 75 years, maybe 65. In the 1960s, you would have showed up, and maybe early 70s. That was your time to show up. How could you miss that date? You know, all of a sudden, you're all interested in coming to Earth and see what's happened. Well, if you really wanted to help, why weren't you here at that particular time? You know? Why weren't you here when Valiant Thor offered President Eisenhower free energy to the people of Earth? Why weren't you here then in full force and showing your goodness then to help us out? Please. You know, I'm more tired of your double-edged excuses. Oh, we don't want to violate your rights when you ask. Well, I'm asking you, you know, and plenty of other people have asked you too, I'm sure, you know. But you're not willing to answer the request that you don't want to answer. Oh, how convenient is that, you know? You don't want to violate our free rights, you know? And out of the other side of your mouth, you're saying, well, you have the right to intervene, only because this is the last stronghold of the dark side. Up until this became the last stronghold of the dark side, you just let us go on rotting and suffering, apparently. You know? I mean, really, I question everything. I question, like, your sincerity, and I question your lack of fortitude. To come on, we're the average people, humanity, the individuals who are not members of power structures are the ones who know what's right. Those of us at the bottom of the totem pole are the ones that know what's right for humanity, not the government fake leaders or the other so-called rich people who have powers. You know, they've all sold out to the dark side, or all are controlled by the dark side in one way or another. Well, I just had to give this as my Declaration of Independence speech because, I don't know, people, you need to wake up and do something. Can't just stand by sitting on the fence and allow the dark side to, you know, pulverize us into the ground as much as they can before the event happens and they get whooshed off our planet. I mean, really? ETs could land tomorrow and nobody is going to get bent out of shape. I mean, really? Except the dark side, I guess. And the fact that you guys don't know strategies, and I'm qualified to say that, you don't know strategies. Really? You might have ways of doing things, but you're very limited in your thinking. Those of us here on Earth in human form, we're the great thinkers of the universe. But you're not interested in consulting us, no. You want to play higher reality being. Yeah, we're going to help you. You know, and then, but at the same time, you want us to fall in line and march and say, see, Kyle, to you practically. It's almost that bad. You haven't thought about it. Yeah, I've done my share. I've participated in global meditations and stuff like that. And you're telling us that's all we can do. Well, we want to do a lot more. We want to show you how you can move this thing along faster, but you're not willing to talk to us. That's it, you know? Right now, the blame is on you. Why this thing hasn't happened already? You're going to drag it out? And what about when July of 2025 comes and it hasn't happened yet? What's the excuse going to be then? Hey, I quite frankly remember you telling us, well, the mechanisms of the universe say that according to the orbits of the planets and stars, this planetary ascension has to happen by early July of 2025. Yeah, I clearly remember that being said. I'm sure it's archived there somewhere. Well, what's going to happen when we get to that date and you're not ready to make the move? Huh? Because if it does blow up to that date, then we'll have to admit, those of us that wanted to believe in you good guys, that you've been lying to us and deceiving us all along. You know? We could use the help, definitely. Certain things we would be incapable of doing right now. You know, I put forth some communications out there. You know, you're brandishing the amount $70 trillion are going to be given, dispersed to the people. And I said, well, give me my share of the $70 trillion. And I've communicated out there some, and we'll just move this thing off right now. If I had $70 trillion, I don't need the whole $70 trillion. If I had $1 trillion, I could change the world situation around in a week. Because I know how to do things like that. You guys apparently don't. You'd have to be on the earth in human form, physical form, to do that. But you're not willing to help people like us who are, who know what to do with money to make it work for the good. Again, another opportunity lost. You know, I really, when this happens, I really want to meet the commanders of this operation. And I'm going to, you know, be asking, well, you know, I want to hear why you refuse to meet with us. I'm tired of saying you're going to put my life in jeopardy. Listen, calling into my radio show is not going to put my life into jeopardy. Cut the crap. Certain things might. But calling into a radio show is not going to put my life in jeopardy. But you're unwilling to do that. I mean, don't you feel ashamed? I mean, really, how gutless can you be? You know, you're not putting yourself at risk already. Ah, so much for that. Hey, everybody, start thinking about wherever you are in the world, start thinking about declaring a Declaration of Independence and start talking about it to your friends on July 4th, Independence Day, because we all need to do this because governments are on the wrong side of the fence. They're serving the demons, and they're not going to give us justice, and they're not going to give us independence. So we need to break away from them and dismantle and dissolve these fake organizations that are wrongfully using their authority to bully us into doing things we shouldn't and making our lives miserable at the same time. Oh, hey, this was calling radio show. I guess nobody had anything to say. That's okay. We're coming to the end of the show, but I just want to say, you know, I've got two important CD albums out there on CD Baby. you can listen to the songs for free on YouTube. You know, the two albums are Songs Better Than Dylan, 23 songs, and American Party Songs, 12. That's a total of 35 songs out there. At least half of them are philosophical. You can learn something by just listening to them. But it would be helpful to me because, again, these are projects I had to pay for myself to get out there. You know, I wasn't born with a silver spoon. I know no rich people. I was born to a poor family, grew amongst poor people, and worked my way up into the middle class. And that's who I am. And so I could use a little support from all my free contributions to this world. And I have some of the best philosophical songs ever written. And that's precisely why I titled that one album, Songs Better Than Dylan, because I've got more philosophical songs than he ever wrote. And I can prove that any day of the week, any time, any place. And, of course, I learned from people like him. I learned from people like the Beatles, too. Learned how to be projecting love into songs and ideas. And the Beatles are... In the 20th century, the Beatles were the greatest thing that ever happened in the 20th century. When Beatlemania hit America, 1964, 1965, they showed humanity what goodness and love can do. And they proved themselves to be the best rock and roll band in the world, and they proved themselves to be great philosophers, and they proved that they knew how more about guiding humanity in the right direction than anybody ever walked the face of this earth before them. And when John Lennon said, we're better than greater, more, he said, we're more popular than Jesus, he was absolutely right. He never said they were better than Jesus. That would be pointless. But they were more popular than Jesus. Jesus never had a world following at all. He had a local following. Later, when people started reading his things, you know, Christianity became a world following thing, of course, but Christianity is perverted by the bad interpretations. Not to mention that their interpretations are based on an edited book by the Romans back in 325 when they... edited all the scriptures that were put into that book. You know, the Bible isn't a single book. It's 66 separate books, sometimes more, depending on what version you have. And they put it into this one book and called it the Bible, under the authority of the Roman Catholic Church, another fake religion. I don't care if you're Catholic or not. I'm going to tell you it's a fake religion, you know? They keep two sets of books. Only the Pope and the bishops get to see the real scriptures. Come on, that's fake. The Pope is a self-appointed idol person. Nothing in any scriptures talks about somebody referred to as a Pope or a hierarchy like that. And that's a matter of fact. So anyhow, hey, I got, you know, go to YouTube. I've got... you're not familiar with the Beatles, I got this thing called Beatlemania in America, and it's on YouTube. Beatlemania in America on YouTube. 10 minutes and 4 seconds long, and you'll learn a little about the Beatles. Maybe another week or so, I'll have my Beatlemania in America 2 out there on YouTube, and you can learn some more. But the Beatles changed the world for the better. And they got the masses to follow them, lovingly follow them without asking them to. Well, anyhow, so much for that. Hey, time to end the show. You're going to hear the lead guitar solo at the end of my song, You're the Party of Kind, followed by my anthem, I Gotta Be Somebody, which is the first song on my CD baby album titled Songs Better Than Dylan, because they are. And show your support for my show. Either subscribe to my show on BBS Radio or, you know, buy one of my 35 songs out there at CD Baby, only 99 cents a song. Come on, you waste that every day on some nonsense that's probably even no good for you. Okay, Mr. Edger, I'm going to give you the countdown. Hey, everybody listening, tell your friends to tune in next week. Tell your friends who have a telephone. They can call in. they got something important to say. Okay, here's the countdown. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. Well, I guess we'll have to, here's history repeating itself. I'll do the countdown again to end the show. Let's see if it happens. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. Well, I don't know. Somebody stepped out for a smoke or something. I don't know. But, hey, it's Independence Day. Talk about it on Independence Day. It's coming up. Talk about truth. Talk about taking command of your life. Talk about getting rid of the evil governments. You need to talk amongst each other at the same time. Hey, smile at people. Open doors for them. Be courteous. Be kind. Say only good things about people. Of course, we can say bad things about the demonic beings and the dark side because we have a right to freedom of speech. Okay, let's try this a third time. Mr. Engineer, here is the countdown to close the show. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Statistic. I don't want to be just a nobody. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody, feel alive. I don't want to be no John Doe. I don't want to grow just to be old. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody, feel alive. Oh, no, I was here, took my stand. Without being made clear to the world my ideas, and all those people that had walked on by now stopped and looked, cause I caught their eye. I don't wanna be nobody's slave. I don't wanna join in my grave. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody, stand without being clear to the world my ideas.